Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. We're especially praying for the healing of a young Palestinian Franciscan priest, Father Iman, who was seriously injured in a motorcycle accident in Jerusalem. We're praying for his miraculous recovery from a brain injury through the intercession of Blessed Pauline Jericho. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. This Sunday is Divine Mercy Sunday, a day to receive very special graces for yourself or a deceased loved one. Jesus said to St. Faustina, "My daughter, tell the whole world about my inconceivable mercy. I desire that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge and shelter for all souls, and especially for poor sinners. On that day, the very depths of my tender mercy are opened. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the fountain of my mercy. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion will obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. On that day are open all the floodgates through which graces flow. Let no soul fear to draw near to me, even though its sins be as scarlet." The Feast of Mercy emerged from the very depths of my tenderness. It is my desire that it be solemnly celebrated on the first Sunday after Easter. Mankind will not have peace until it turns to the font of my mercy. Wow. Jesus said that this Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday, anyone who goes to confession and receives Holy Communion will obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. That on this day are open all the floodgates through which graces flow. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Well, what is the Divine Mercy Indulgence? According to the Catechism, an indulgence is a remission before God of the temporal punishment due to sins whose guilt has already been forgiven. But what the heck is temporal punishment? The temporal punishment of sin means the bad consequences caused by our sins. And essentially, there are three bad consequences caused by our sin. First, by mortal sin, we destroy our relationship with God and lose His divine life dwelling within us. By venial sin, less serious sin, we harm our relationship with God. Second, by our sin, we damage our soul. Repeated bad actions become bad habits that we call vices. You know, pride, vanity, envy, sloth, anger, greed, gluttony, lust, resentments, selfishness. And to be full of vice makes us vicious people. The third consequence of sin is that our sin harms other people, and it causes a ripple effect that floods out into the world, affecting all humanity. It's like terrorism. We set off a bomb by our sin, and it's impossible to know where the damage will end. There is long-term collateral damage caused by our sin that we can't fix. Once you throw a stone into the water, you can't reverse the ripple. And that's the way sin is. The Divine Mercy Indulgence is not a get-out-of-jail-free card. That would make it superstitious. But in His mercy, God offers us a way for the damage caused by our sins, both in ourselves and in the world, to be healed. Even when the consequences extend far beyond anything we can repair by our own efforts. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. The Divine Mercy Indulgence is not some medieval superstition. By the indulgence, God does something we can't do on our own. That is, repair all the damage we've caused to ourselves and others. Now, by confession, God forgives the guilt of our sins and restores our relationship with Him. And with God's help, we're called to repair the damage we've caused by our sin to our own soul through what we call penance. By receiving Jesus frequently in the Eucharist, spending time each day in prayerful meditation, making concrete resolutions to help us grow in virtue. And we also learn to accept with patience and even cheerfulness the things we cannot change. But we must also try to repair the harm we've done to others by asking for forgiveness when needed and doing whatever we can to make things right. Yet, even after all this, there is still so much in us that no matter how hard or how long we try, we can't get rid of. Disordered attachments, vices we can't really heal. Not fully, and we haven't even considered the harm we've caused others, the harm we sent out into the world, that ripple of evil we can't undo. By the Divine Mercy Indulgence, God says to us, I will heal in you what you can't fix. I will take care of the people you have harmed. And I will undo the damage you have caused in the world. I can handle that. You don't have to worry about that any longer. I won't hold you responsible for the ripple effect of evil any longer. God will undo and heal all the damage I have done to myself, to those closest to me, and to the whole world. Now that is a mercy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. The Catechism teaches that we can gain an indulgence for not only ourselves, but also the faithful departed. That is, those who have died and are in purgatory. St. Faustina recounts that God allowed her to see the suffering of souls in purgatory. These souls often came to her asking for help, and she responded with great zeal, doing everything she could through prayer and sacrifice to assist them in reaching the joy of heaven. But one of the greatest things we can do for them is to offer the divine mercy indulgence for them. In fact, in her diary, she writes, "When the soul of a certain young lady came to me one night, she made me aware of her presence and made known to me that she needed my prayer. I prayed for a while, but her spirit did not leave me. Then I thought to myself, 'If you are a good spirit, leave me in peace, and the indulgence I will gain tomorrow will be for you.' At that moment, the spirit left my room, and I recognized that she was in purgatory." We can help our family and friends who are in purgatory. We can actually help them into heaven by obtaining and offering the divine mercy indulgence for them. This is a great act of charity and mercy that we can do this Sunday. So maybe it's a good time now to start asking the souls in purgatory, who needs some help? Let me know. I'll do what I can. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Today is the fifth day of our novena to Divine Mercy. Jesus said, "Today bring to me the souls who live apart from the truth I revealed and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. During my bitter passion, they tore at my body and heart, that is, my church. As they return to unity with the church, my wounds heal, and in this way they alleviate my passion." Saint Faustina replied, "Most merciful Jesus, goodness itself, you do not refuse light to those who seek it of you. Receive into the abode of your most compassionate heart the souls of those who, knowingly or unknowingly, live apart from your truth. Draw them by your light into the unity of the church, and do not let them escape from the abode of your most compassionate heart, but bring it about that they, too, come to extol the generosity of your mercy, even for those who have torn the garment of your unity. A font of mercy flows from your heart. The omnipotence of your mercy, O God, can lead these souls also out of error. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls of those who neither know nor follow the truth of Jesus, who have squandered your blessings and misused your graces by obstinately persisting in their errors. Do not look upon their errors, but upon the love of your own Son and upon his bitter passion, which he underwent for their sake, since they too are enclosed in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. Bring it about that they also may glorify your great mercy for endless ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So just so everyone knows, all we need to do for the Divine Mercy indulgence is to go to confession, and we have 20 days before and up to 20 days after Divine Mercy Sunday for confession. But on Divine Mercy Sunday, to receive Holy Communion, to pray for the intentions of the Pope, and to venerate the image of Divine Mercy. And in this way, we may receive the complete forgiveness of sins and punishment for ourselves or for a deceased loved one, or even just to offer it for the poor souls in purgatory who have no one to pray for them. Teresa, I really think during these few days leading up to the Feast of Divine Mercy, we really need to ask the Lord for whom in purgatory we should pray. And then we should do the Divine Mercy indulgence for that person. I was really struck by this passage from the diary of Saint Faustina. This is paragraph 20. She writes, "It was at that time that I asked the Lord, for whom else should I pray for? Jesus said that on the following night, he would let me know for whom I should pray. The next night, I saw my guardian angel, who ordered me to follow him. In a moment, I was in a misty place full of fire, in which there was a great crowd of suffering souls. They were praying fervently, but to no avail, for themselves. Only we can come to their aid. The flames which were burning them did not touch me at all. My guardian angel did not leave me for an instant. I asked these souls what their greatest suffering was, and they answered in one voice that it was longing for God. I saw Our Lady visiting the souls in purgatory. They call her the Star of the Sea." It's amazing.
I never really thought of it as our, they cannot pray for themselves. They cannot free themselves.
They rely on us. They can pray for us, but they can't help themselves. It's a, for them, it's a purely passive purification. But we can actively help them.
That's a good reminder. I feel like I don't think about that ever.
That's the reality of purgatory. And that's
unfortunate.
Yeah, because when I'm in purgatory, I don't want you to forget that.
I won't forget. But I think, I mean, it's strange to say, but I think younger people don't know as many people who have passed, so they forget to pray for the dead.
It's true.
But even if you don't have a lot of close people that you know, think of people that you know of, or just pray for the souls in purgatory. Yeah. I never thought about it that way.
There's a lot of, that's why we say the poor souls. The poor souls are the ones that have no one that remembers them. And we can specifically go obtain the Divine Mercy Indulgence and offer it for a specific deceased person or for the poor souls in purgatory. What a powerful thing to do. What a great act of mercy to do for somebody else.
It's also such a good follow-up to Easter because I feel like we can get this big Catholic crash, kind of like a caffeine crash. Lent is this big pump-up, and then we're like, we celebrated and we're done, and I can be Catholic in a year.
Yeah.
But it's good to have this kind of focus on God's mercy and kind of the effect that Easter had. This is exactly it.
Yeah, we're getting a chance to have Easter really applied to us. I mean, Easter is applied to us on Easter.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a further application, and it's a way we can extend mercy to others.
Yeah.
Extend Easter to others. It's a way to extend Easter to others, especially those in purgatory. So let's do what Faustina did. She asked the Lord for whom to pray. He showed her, and she did. Let's do the same thing in these days leading up to Divine Mercy Sunday. Let's see who comes knocking on your door in the middle of the night asking for prayer. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.